It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, this one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Doesn't make sense, but
that makes
great.
No sense.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This is a mashup of bottles and walls that caused balls.
Who issues that command?
Liquor balls.
Oh, man. How messed up is your personal life if that's the command you're issuing?
I respect all choices.
Whatever.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
And it's brought to us by the good folks at Classic BMW. We give you three candidates, and then you vote on which is the emergency brake of the week. Candidate number one is George Dunham. He is off today because it's Pat Green's birthday. We have Mike Ducey from Fox 4 filling in for George.
So Joyce Durham.
So Joyce Durham is up for an emergency break of the week. Gordo and Muse in the news had the story of Mary Kay Letourneau, age 57, and her husband, Vali Fualalulu, age 35, splitting up. And of course, they got together when she was a teacher in her 30s. And Vali was a student who was 12 or 14?
12.
12.
Way to go, Mike.
They hooked up. She went to prison for it. But when she got out, they were married. In fact, married for 14 years. They had children. And now they're breaking up. And as Gordo was reading the story to us, George was sizing up her crime. They've been together more than 20 years. That's beautiful.
That's not beautiful. The way their relationship started was so very illegal. Sick. She spent time in prison for this.
But I bet she would say it was
preyed on a minority.
We're all equal in God's eyes.
A minor. Sorry. Bit of a jump. Say minor.
Lord, dude. I look at him and I just see a person.
Right.
Minor was the word I was looking for there.
Preyed on a minority. I'm trying to figure out as I listen to that when it dawned on George that he had the wrong word. They've been together more than 20 years. That's beautiful.
That's not beautiful. The way their relationship started was so very illegal. Sick. She spent time in prison for this.
But I bet she would say it was
preyed on a minority.
We're all equal in God's eyes.
A minor.
Wow.
Sorry. Bit of a jump.
Just say minor. Lord, dude. I look at him and I just see a person.
Right.
Minor was the word I was looking for there.
The immediate pile on and then the slight layout, you know, all very well done. But he realized it, and it was just just a little bit of that before. No, I mean, a minor. Yeah.
You're right. There's a common formula. It's the immediate pile. It's the mistake, then the immediate pile on, then a little bit of a layout, then a lot of high horsing.
Right.
I only see a person. I don't know what you're
possibly gone there.
All right, George is candidate number one. Candidate number two for the emergency break of the week, Mike Reiner from The Hardline. Those hardliners were talking about the opening series with the Cubs. This is last Friday, and they were looking ahead to the weekend's games. And Mike confused the weather forecast with the pitching probables.
Is that a night game or a day game?
Tomorrow's night, Sunday's day.
Yeah.
Get out there while the weather's good, because I guarantee you this ain't lasting much longer.
And Sunday's cold.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
That's right. Sunday's going to be cold.
How cool. No, cold.
Oh. Hamels.
Or
well,
cold.
Tomorrow's
cold.
Yeah, tomorrow may be cold.
Yes.
But yeah, Sunday is cold.
Man, that's cold.
So it's cold and cold coming up this weekend.
So Yu Darvish was going to pitch on Saturday, and they were kicking that around. Of course, Cole Hamels on Sunday. And Ty reminds them Cole is pitching on Sunday, and Mike didn't hear it that way.
Is that a night game or a day game?
Tomorrow's night, Sunday's day.
Yeah.
Get out there while the weather's good, because I guarantee you this ain't lasting much longer.
And Sunday's cold.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Sunday's going to be cold.
How cool. No, coal.
Hamels.
Or
well,
cold.
Tomorrow's
cold.
Yeah, tomorrow may be cold.
Yes.
But yeah, Sunday is cold.
Man, that's cold.
So it's cold and coal coming up this weekend.
He's trying to take part in the conversation. Yeah. Just talk about the weather, you know.
All right, that's candidate number two. Candidate number three for the emergency break of the week comes to us from Middays, Julie Dobbs, doing the ticket tickers. And Julie was doing the tickers for the 10 to noon show this week, and it was Donnie and Mike. Mike Saroy filling in for the vacationing Norm. And they were previewing a hockey segment that they had coming up later in the program. They were bringing on Owen and Bruce from our Stars postgame show. And Julie chimes in, but she doesn't sound quite right.
Tons of Stars talk when Bruce and Owen join us. The poutine boys, we've labeled them.
Yeah.
They're going to be in studio with us
which
talking all things
which one's the fries
hockey.
And which one is the gravy?
Right. And who's the
Bruce
cheese
is the
curds?
Gravy.
Bruce is the gravy?
We'll let them
you,
pick.
You sounded like you were in the Zig band right there. You yeah. okay?
I kind of am. Full disclosure.
Yeah, after last night.
Good. Bruce is the gravy.
Bruce is the gravy.
Larry the dog.
I think I stepped on a little.
Sorry. Was my mic on?
Bruce is the gravy.
Accusing her of being in the Zen bin.
Right.
I think we have that isolated, too.
Bruce
cheese
is the
curds.
Gravy.
Bruce is the gravy.
All right, let's hear it in its natural state one more time.
Tons of Stars talk when Bruce and Owen join us. The poutine boys, we've labeled them.
Yeah.
They're going to be in studio with us
which
talking all things
which one's the fries
hockey.
And which one is the gravy?
Right. And who's the
Bruce
cheese
is the
curds?
Gravy.
Bruce is the gravy. The gravy?
We'll let them
you,
pick.
You sounded like you were in the Zig band right there. You
yeah.
okay?
I kind of am. Full disclosure.
Yeah, after last
all
night.
Good.
Bruce is the gravy.
Bruce is the gravy. The dog.
I think I stepped on a little.
Sorry. Was my mic on?
Bruce is the gravy.
Seven impersonations in 30 seconds.
That reminded me a lot of another former female ticket ticker host, Layla.
Oh, boy. You will not let this go.
And she was doing a tease, and it sounded like she had either been drinking or she had just been darted.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player in her interest in federal interest. That's how the ticket ticker.
Bruce cheese is a curds.
Doesn't that sound a lot alike?
Yeah, do we have a carbon monoxide leak in there or something? Why? Is... Oh. Our boozy newsroom.
Yes. Those are your three candidates. Emergency break of the week. Is it George Dunham, Mike Reiner, or Julie Dobbs? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break this week?
Hey, James, I'd like to vote for alt-right Jubb and Hooter Brown.
All right.
It's not alt-right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Voting in the e-break. Hello? Do you want to vote? Die. Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote in the e-break.
Yes, this is P1 Will's uncle. I also happen to be Julie Dobbs' sponsor. If you can tell her we got an ODAP meeting at 12, please.
Oh, no.
That's a vote for
that's
Julie.
Sponsor.
888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Dear Lord God, I just would like to lift up all of the minorities to you this morning.
That's a George thank vote.
It's like you. A Ben Stiller prayer. What was he doing?
L-O-R? Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Hi, Mr. Ducey.
Hey, good morning.
Remember that time we had a good laugh about vaginal slice, born?
Slipped it in there.
Hi, you're on the ticket. What? Who do you like in the e-break?
Hi, and thanks for taking my call. It's been a little bit. My wife done passed away with some rickets, so I couldn't sell. Now I got these Afghans I got to sell, and I'm only asking just for the best offer there. I can sell them individually. She passed away from those rickets because she was a daggone minority and had to mind that coal growing up. And
what is
so I'm just
that's
looking.
Enough, that's enough.
Okay.
I guess that's a George vote.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm calling for the Bon Jovi tickets.
Is this Patty?
Tommy used to work on the dock. Save his name for his money. God to save her love. Ooh, love. Come on, Mike. gotta hold on.
That's not a bad patty.
Doesn't make a difference.
Thank
if
you.
We make it or
thank
not.
You.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like in the e-break this week?
Can we have a moment of silence for Kurt Cobain, who 25 years ago took his last bong rip off a Remington Model 2 20 gauge? Give me Julie.
Okay, it's a roundabout way to get
Paul,
to a Julie
is it 25
vote.
Years ago today.
A little harsh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like?
I would love to vote for Julie, and shout out to Mike Ducey Merkin.
All right.
Thank you.
Wig up top and below.
It appreciates it.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Bruce is the gravy. Bruce has always been the gravy.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the ticket. Who do you like in the e-break?
I would like to vote for the Rudy Rudiger of the show, Jubby. Jubby Jub.
All right. 4 votes for George, 4 votes for Julie.
Good one.
What a race.
Here.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like?
I'd like to vote for Mariola's mouth-watering scoops of flesh.
Who?
What? Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote.
Guten Tag.
Is it Dirk?
Use us.
Hey, Dirk.
Dirk.
Yeah, give me the job for the win.
All right. That is for the win. 5 votes to 4. A very close race this week, but George wins another emergency break for the odd way that he sized up the crime of Mary Kay Letourneau. They've been together more than 20 years. That's beautiful.
That's not beautiful. The way their relationship started was so very illegal. She spent time in prison for this.
But I bet she would say it was
preyed on a minority.
We're all equal in God's eyes.
I think he described himself as a minor. A minor, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. Bit of a jump.
Just say minor.
My Lord, dude. I look at him and I just see a person.
Right.
Minor was the word I was looking for there.
How many is that for George?
That is the 83rd win for the Jubinator, 21 behind Norman Biden Hitzkus.
Oh, now.
Congratulations, George.
God love
and we hope you're enjoying Pat Green's birthday today.